BTF President Phil Rumore has been very critical of the plan, arguing it hasn't been thought through and doesn't account for pre-existing conditions among teachers, students, and families. He says there are teachers undergoing chemotherapy for cancer, and other teachers are pregnant, and putting any of them in a classroom is very risky. He also doesn't think the school district has taken enough advantage of the time since in-school classes ended in the spring to put adequate computer access in place. Rumore says the lawyers are poised.
We have already set up a procedure where teachers can vote on any plan that is finally approved by the school district, and we will do that. And if the teachers, through a vote, reject the plan, then we will be in court and trying to prevent the implementation of the plan.
Rumore says the state teachers' union lawyers are ready to help if it comes to court, something which would have to be brought and decided fast if classes are to open, whether in the buildings or permanently online. He wants a parent vote on what happens, even with the required meetings, to explain the plan to them. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.